Lloyd Burr Live.
Today FM.
And I'm joined now by Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative. Eric is the chief economist there. We're going to talk EVs because New Zealand broke two records last year for electric vehicles. This is in the month of December, capping off a year of surging demand for e-vehicles. I think in December 2022, just over 20% of all new vehicles were fully battery electric, which is a record. Over a quarter of passenger cars, a category that excludes vans and utes, were also electric. So this is a record, and we're paying $8,000 for each of them for a subsidy for people who buy electric vehicles. Eric, welcome to the show. Does this make sense to you in terms of, I mean, Treasury said it didn't make sense. Does it make sense to you?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. So we can totally understand people wanting to shift to EVs because fuel is expensive and will just get more expensive as carbon costs rise. But we have to remember that New Zealand has about the world's best emissions trading scheme and transport's within it. So what that means is that every liter of fuel that isn't purchased because somebody decides to buy an EV instead, that just frees up a carbon credit for somebody else to buy instead and emit somewhere else. So the number of emissions in the country are determined not by whether you buy an EV or not, but by how many emission units the government decides to auction and allocate every year. The only thing that can bring down net emissions is cutting the cap.
So what would you do instead of a subsidy?
I would let carbon prices work. So right now, a 50-litre tank of petrol has about $10 worth of carbon charges in it. As the ETS cap keeps reducing and the government sells fewer credits, then the price of carbon will go up, and that'll encourage more people to shift. Now, the government has said that, well, we want to help make it easier for people to afford EVs, but there are lots of things that people might want to buy instead. I've got an electric scooter. I didn't get a subsidy for that.
Sitting people right might, here, yeah. Eric's electric scooter.
People
on
might
the
want
record.
To put in more insulation. Now, what the government could do is take all of the money that it collects whenever it sells carbon units at auction and put it into a carbon dividend, giving every Kiwi a check at the start of the year saying, here's how much money we expect to raise from the ETS, and here's your carbon dividend. Whenever carbon prices go up, your household gets more. Higher income families that emit more carbon, that'd be one of mine, we'd be net payers, but most people will get far more out of a carbon dividend than they pay in, and they could make their own choices about whether to get a scooter, a car, insulation, a heat pump, or something else that best suits their own particular needs.
Because the other problem is we can't actually, if we're buying more and more e-vehicles, we can't actually afford to keep paying an $8,000 subsidy because we're paying for it through the ute tax, right?
Yeah, so the fee-based scheme, the fee part of it comes from a super tax on highly emitting vehicles. And we have to remember that too in the context of an ETS. So when Treasury was critiquing this, they said it causes a double burden. So people who have high emitting vehicles pay the dirty car tax, and then they also pay a lot in ETS credits at the Bowser whenever they go to fill up their car with petrol or diesel. Meanwhile, people who can afford an EV or a Tesla 3 that just comes in under the line for the government subsidy, they're not paying anything on road user charges currently. They're not exposed to the rising ETS charges because they've shifted to something that doesn't have any carbon emissions in it. They're able to avoid it completely, and they get a double benefit. They don't just get the subsidy, they also get to avoid paying for carbon and currently avoid any road user charges.
Do you think that the government will backtrack on the $8,000 subsidy in election year?
I think they'll have to find some way of squaring that money or finding another place to pull the money out of. It would be particularly disappointing if they decided to continue subsidizing EVs out of ETS revenues, because that'd be the worst way to do it. You would want to have that ETS revenues turn into a carbon dividend so that families can make their own choices.
Yep. Thanks, Eric Crampton. Great bit of analysis there. And certainly this is something we should be discussing more, shouldn't we?